Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the quintessential Sunday Supplement Podcast, Stuart!
Hello, welcome everyone to this podcast. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's been listening and everyone that's been involved in this. It's been awesome. I'm really enjoying doing this for you guys. Again, this is just getting to know me and getting to know what I'm about. And after this, it's going to be kind of more discussions about what life is and for me, what life means. And but at the moment, this is about gigs and the gigs I've been to. And lucky enough, we've got Primitai here today, just playing a few tracks. They're a special guest for me. And I know Primitai, I know Serjan, who's an awesome guitarist, a sweet guy and a lovely guy. He's a friend to me and this band is awesome. So when you get to listen to this, please check him out on iTunes and Spotify and all the major platforms. Check him out on Instagram and Facebook. And hopefully when this dreaded virus is all done and dusted, we can go and see him again. Check him out. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone that's listened in the past few weeks. You've made me want to do this more and I enjoy doing this. So the first gig I went to was a gig in Camberley at the Agincourt called Fozzy. The band was Fozzy. And if you're not a wrestling fan, that's a wrestler called Chris Jericho, who to me is one of the best wrestlers ever, but also a great rock act. He can do a lot of different things, which is amazing, but Fozzy I've seen numerous times and it's always awesome. I saw this band first in 2006 in February, it's just incredible to see a massive live band for me at the Agincourt in my hometown Camberley. And then I met Rich Ward a few times, a guitarist, and I met Chris Jericho a few times, and they're awesome guys. And if you never listened to Fozzy, give them a listen. I prefer the earlier stuff. They're good. The new stuff is good, but for me, Chasing the Grail and the self-titled album Fozzy is a great album. So give that a check. And about a year later, I went to see Ozzy Osbourne at Wembley Arena, which was just incredible. Absolutely incredible to see Ozzy Osbourne with Black Label Society, being a big Sabbath fan as a kid, growing up listening to that. Due to parents listening to that, it was just awesome. And then to see him live was just incredible, and especially with Zakk Wylde with Black Label. If you all know me, you know I've got two Black Label tattoos on my arm because that's what they mean to me. So that was just incredible to see them. And then 5 days later, I lucky enough got to see Aerosmith at Hyde Park. Again, it was raining on a Sunday in the summer, which is normal. So I soaked through, but I got to see Steven Tyler and Joe Perry play together, which was incredible. So that my two major gigs back then was them two, and it was incredible for me to see them both. So that started me on gigs. I love gigs. I love that live experience. I mean, the bigger venues are hard to feel the love and the passion from the concert, but you still feel it. But when you get to a smaller venue, like I have been many, many times, a smaller venue, which I love more, it's just incredible. And then from 2007 to 2008, I saw Twickenham, Iron Maiden at Twickenham, and that was just incredible. I think they were supported by Laura Harris and Avenged Sevenfold. And I remember that gig, Avenged Sevenfold walked out because someone threw a bottle at the drummer, which was a rev, which is sad because he's no longer with us. I'm not a massive Avenged Sevenfold fan, but they play some good music. They're a good band, but when you're supporting Maiden, people just want to see Maiden, which is the way it is, I suppose. And that crowd was mental that night. And it's just, they played the Somewhere Back in Time, Power Slave albums and mixed them up, and that was just an awesome gig. I saw the Melvins that year at the Concord in Brighton, And that was just incredible, seeing Dale Crover playing the drums, seeing Buzz on guitar and singing. It's just an amazing, amazing feeling for me, being a massive Nirvana fan and listening to that Seattle scene at the time. I was with my broski, my best friend and my brother, Trev. If it wasn't for this guy, my music taste would never be the same, and I probably wouldn't be the same as a person. He's just an incredible person. So seeing them bands was just absolutely amazing. And then going through to 2010, I saw a lot of big concerts after. Now, like, for the last 10 years, I've probably seen over 200 bands, if I work it out in my head, if not a little less, if not a little more. I can't remember, because 99% of the time I'm really drunk, but I still remember the gigs. But I can't put it into yearly order anymore like I used to be able to. Yeah, guys, I'm going to be playing a track right now called The Night Brings Insanity by Primitai. Again, go and give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and go and play their music on Spotify and iTunes. They're an awesome band, and they'll probably be coming to a town near you with this virus over and done with. So go and check them out. This is The Night Brings Insanity by The Primitai. And that was Night Brings Insanity by Primitai. Just want to thank you guys again for letting me play this through my podcast, and I want to thank Primitai and Serjan. Serjan's an awesome guitarist. He just keeps getting better and better. He's a great axe man and a great guy. So go and give Primitai a listen. They're on all the major platforms, iTunes and Spotify. Yeah, so please go and give them a listen and follow them on Instagram and Facebook. And hopefully when all this crappy viruses have gone, we can go to live venues again and support these bands, because they support us in what we love. They support them in what they love doing. So yeah, heading out of 2010 and seeing all these bands like AC/DC and Aerosmith, Ozzy. 2011, I wasn't holding much hope for being massive gigs, and surprised me there was, and it was a big four at Sonisphere, which was Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer and Anthrax. I think Biffy Clyro and Weezer played that weekend, and Slipknot, but obviously Motorhead was there, so that was great for me. But yeah, seeing the big four was just incredible. Four of the biggest thrash bands of all time. They call it thrash, but I call it rock. But yeah, the biggest bands of that era. Seeing Slayer again was just incredible. I saw them play with the Melvins at Alexandra Palace. I can't remember what year that was. It must have been 2009. But yeah, it was a great gig. They played the Rain and Blood album from start to finish, which was about 38 minutes. But no, the rest of the tracks they played the best of, and that was great to see. And obviously Melvin supporting Slipknot, which was weird. Not Slipknot, Slayer, which was weird to see. But awesome, because it's two different kind of musics added into one. But music's music, and that's what's great about music. If you can do that and add two different bands of two different eras together, that's incredible. And then from there, I think I saw Sabbath for the first time in 2013. And that was supposed to be the end tour, but after that I saw him five times, so they laid. But it was awesome. It was such a great experience to see Sabbath. I never thought I'd be able to see Black Sabbath. Obviously Bill Ward wasn't playing with them at the time, but still, see Ozzy Geezer and Tony together was just incredible. From being a massive rock fan and growing up listening to Sabbath was just a dream come true. There's only a few bands that I've ever wanted to see that I've never seen, and that's the Sex Pistols and REM. Obviously Nirvana and Pantera, which I'll never be able to see, but I'm holding hope for them two bands, REM and Sex Pistols, to tour one day again, which would be incredible for me. The Pixies, lucky enough, I got to see back in 30th of October, which has just gone, which was incredible. That's 2 years ago, and I remember that gig like nothing, and I was drunk as hell. But watching the Pixies, after being a massive fan growing up, was just incredible. And I was supposed to see him this year with Pearl Jam, but unlucky, we had that virus breakout, and the world's gone mad. So I just really can't wait to see gigs again and to go to concerts and see these bands I love, because not only, like I said, we support them, they support us, because if it wasn't for Music Daily, then I don't know where I'd be in my life, because music's really pushed me, like I'm sure it has for you guys, because no matter how bad your day has gone, there's always a track for your day. Like in October, November, REM is my kind of style of music. Just chilled out, wintry time, peaceful. But then I listened to the Melvins Houdini. And then, yeah, so that's, so I'm getting drifted away. Rambling Stuart, they called me. No, but yeah, so the last band I saw recently was Zach Sabbath. That was a tribute band to Black Sabbath, but that was February the 14th on Valentine's Day, and that was an awesome gig. And just after that, everything was cancelled, which I'm lucky enough I got to see Zach Wilde with Zach Sabbath, and I got to meet him. It was an honour to meet him. But it's just sad that the music industry is probably going to suffer just as much as everyone else. And I mean, they're lucky enough to have Spotify and iTunes and stuff, they're big artists, but the little bands who are just as good, if not better, than these big mainstream bands are suffering more because these guys tour harder and longer to get where they are. It's just that if you know a smaller band, just a local band, and just support them more because they need your support right now. Let's save music because it saves us. So going from that, guys, if you want to drop me an email or a message, if you on Instagram or Rock and Roll Collectibles, and you want to tell me your favourite bands you've seen or the best gig you've been to, I'm happy for you to do that at Rock and Roll Collectibles or the Quintessential Podcast at gmail.com. Then that'd be perfect. Hit me up with some questions, or you want to appear on a show, that'd be great. Any bands out there that's listening, you want to come onto the show, that'd be awesome, because I love having little segments where I can put you guys in and play your awesome musics, like Primicide today. And lucky enough, they've gave me another track to play for you guys called Scream When You See Us, which will be on in a minute. I just want to thank everyone again for joining me today on this lovely, lovely rainy Sunday. And I hope you're all having a great time. Just chill out. That's what I'll do, just chill out. There's no point in worrying about this stupid thing. It seems to be getting worse. The government don't know what they're doing. I don't think anyone knows what they're doing, but for me personally, I think they came out of the lockdown too early. Lockdown, we shouldn't have had a lockdown. Look at Sweden, they're having a great time because they haven't had a lockdown. I mean, there's a lot of deaths and a lot of bad stuff, but as long as we all stick together, guys, we'll be fine. This is Scream When You See Us by Primitai. Have a great weekend, have a great week, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Try to hour by hour. Tremble when you cower, when you're all on your own. Feel the power, hour by hour. Tremble when you cower, when you're all on your own.